Hello and welcome back to the Yawn Podcast. It's Jodie again. I wanted to talk about who I would like to tell to fuck off today. So I'm normally quite a placid person, but I've had a situation in the last couple of days with a member of the general public accusing me of stealing my son. They clearly have some issues with social services. Funnily enough, the post that the altercation happened on was about a storyline in Coronation Street that actually had nothing to do with adoption whatsoever, but it ended up someone commented something about birth parents having no rights to their children once they've given them up. To which I just pleasantly commented to say that please don't use the phrase given up when talking about people being adopted, because I don't think it's appropriate. It can cause a lot of trauma, and generally, obviously it's not the case for every single adopted person, but generally they haven't been given up. They have been either willingly placed for adoption, you know, if the parent decided that they can't give them the life that they would like them to have, or they have been removed and placed for adoption by social services. But some people decided to comment and say that social services take children unwillingly from parents, from their parents, and then adoptive parents basically steal the children, which obviously any adopter listening to this, or anyone in social services listening to this, will know that that is just damn straight lie. It got to me. As I've mentioned on previous podcasts, I am an empath. I take people's energy and feelings upon myself. It is something I'm working hard to try and stop doing, because it affects my mental health quite badly. Actually, today, recording this, I've got an absolutely banging headache because I did not sleep well last night, having been going through this conversation with this person online. I have blocked them now, so if they tried to reply to me, I have no idea what they've tried to say, because I can't see any of their messages now. But yeah, the people that I would like to tell to fuck off is people that really don't understand the process and can't be bothered to learn to understand the process. We know as adopters that we don't steal children. And I just wish other people would take the time to learn what it's about. I mean, clearly this woman that was arguing with me has had a bad experience with social services, or had a child removed, or been removed from her family herself, so has got bad feelings, negative feelings towards the whole process. But as someone that has been through the process, and that the only way that they could become a parent was to go through the process, it hurt me, because I don't want my child to see comments like that and think that we stole him from his birth family, because obviously that's not what we did. Obviously I'm not going to divulge his story, because that's his to share when he's older. But I've met birth mum. She was happy that we had got him. She knows that we can care for him better than she can, and knows that he is loved. She loves him, and he will always know that. Something else that I think needs to be a lot more in the public eye is the fact that adopted children are supposed to know that they are adopted nowadays. We shouldn't have any of this long lost families situation in the future, with names being changed and not knowing that they're adopted until they're adults and things like that. Obviously, there are going to be situations where it's appropriate to change names for safety reasons or you know, anything like that. But these people that don't realise that the times change and that rules change, they can fuck off too. Because another thing, again, on Facebook, I need to really come off social media sometimes because it really gets to me. But I really want to advocate for our children because they need it. They don't always have a voice for themselves. And as parents, you know, it's our job to stand up for our children and be there for our children and protect their future. But I've seen comments about, you know, you don't need to tell them that they're adopted. You're not their real family. They've got their real family is where they've come from. You know, the amount of comments online is just crazy. And I find myself replying to them all because I just, as I say, I want to be an advocate for my child and I want him to grow up in a place that he's accepted and that people understand where he's come from. But I need to try and realise I can't educate everybody. But I really want for adoption to be sort of not in the forefront of everyone's minds, because that's never going to happen. But just for there to be more awareness about it so that I don't have to tell so many people to fuck off. Because it doesn't take long to do a simple Google and look at Adoption UK or any local authority adoption page and find out what happens during the process or what they can do to support an adopted child. So before commenting, why do these people not actually back up what they're going to say and check that what they're going to say is actually true? Because obviously they don't think they look stupid, but I think they look stupid because they're saying really stupid stuff. To them, it's 100% true because that's what they did 50 years ago. Well, 50 years have gone, so that's not what happens now. You know, all these stories you see on long lost families of families being separated and the names being changed and they don't know they're adopted until they're 26 and their parents have died and they find their adoption certificate or they find their birth certificate with a different name on it. That doesn't happen now and it shouldn't happen now because we are told to make sure that our children know where they came from. That's why you're provided with life storybooks and later life letters, so that our children get the full picture of where they've come from, where they belong in their birth family and in their adoptive families. And that's why now you're supposed to try as best you can to keep their name so that their identity is just that. It's their identity and it's where they've come from. I feel like I've gone on a real tangent with this one, but it is something I'm really passionate about and something that as an adoptive parent, I want to get drilled into people. And I want things like in schools for teachers to teach classes when they do PHSE or whatever they call it these days, to bring adoption up in those classes when they're talking about families, talk about the different types of families. You know, there are parents that are gay, straight, there are trans parents, there are lesbian parents, there are single parents, there are adoptive parents, there are birth parents, there are foster carers, all these different types of families, and there's many, many more different types of families. They should be discussed in schools so that we don't get this closed-minded adults online basically trolling people and bullying people about something they absolutely know nothing about, or they think they know everything about, but actually they know nothing about. As you can probably tell in my voice, I'm getting quite angsty about this. I don't know if angsty is the right word, but that's how I'm feeling right now. because it's quite fresh, because it happened yesterday and I've had hardly any sleep. I've got a banging headache and I just wanted to get my point across. So I hope that I have made sense. If any of those type of people are listening, fuck off. Fuck off. The adoption community don't need your negativity. They don't need your bullying. They don't need your lies. So unless you are willing to educate yourself, please fuck off.